Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The East Coast is contending with a tropical storm that's delivering high winds, heavy rain, and a life-threatening storm surge. NPR's Amy Held reports that Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina and is moving northward toward New England.
Ophelia is a huge system, its winds extending out more than 300 miles. But its rain, up to 8 inches, is bringing flash flood risks, especially in urban areas that just can't soak it all in.
That's the kind of setup that worries us the most when you have a slow-moving tropical system like this.
Richard Bond is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says as the storm moves up, it will speed up, and that's a good thing.
So that's going to help alleviate some of the flash flooding concerns. And then as it's moving north, it's also going to become weaker.
Life-threatening flooding could also come from storm surge. That's the ocean water winds can push onto land in parts of North Carolina and Virginia. Those states, plus Maryland, are all under states of emergency. Amy Held, NPR News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is running out of time to reach a deal on a government funding plan. He has yet to clinch an agreement after he was unable to persuade hard-right House Republicans to approve a temporary funding measure to meet next week's deadline. Early voting has begun in Virginia, and closely watched legislative elections at University of Maryland political analyst Michael Hanmer says could be a bellwether for the rest of the nation.
I think there'll certainly be signals that come out of Virginia. I mean, It's a really interesting state politically, I think, very diverse in a number of different ways. And I think that what happens in Virginia is something that people will absolutely take a look at, and both sides will figure out what they can learn.
All 140 of Virginia's nearly divided General Assembly seats are on the ballot. An NPR investigation has found 5,000 people died in federal custody in roughly 10 years, and one in four of those deaths happened in a single prison hospital. NPR's Meg Anderson explains what's behind those numbers.
More death at the Butner Federal Medical Center in North Carolina makes sense on the surface. It's a hospital, after all. But staff there say inmates are sometimes transferred to the prison with disease so advanced there's not much to do for them. And inmates nationwide sometimes go without needed medical care. NPR found many who waited months, even years, for treatment. Michelle Deitch, a researcher at the University of Texas at Austin, says more federal oversight could improve care.
There are so many things that we don't know about our prisons. Dangerous are they? How much violence is there? How well does the healthcare system work? We can't answer fundamental questions.
She says until then, preventable deaths will just keep happening. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. United Auto Workers strike is expanding. Thousands more union members have joined the strike against the major automakers, walking out of dozens of facilities across 20 states. The expansion of the strike targets facilities operated by General Motors and Stellantis. The union says it's keeping its walkout at Ford Limited due to progress in talks. A tribunal in the United Methodist Church has found the denomination's first Latina bishop not guilty of harassment and fiscal malfeasance. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
Minerva Carcano has served as a bishop in the United Methodist Church for nearly 20 years, most recently overseeing congregations in California and Nevada. But 18 months ago, she was suspended from her duties because of a series of allegations: disobedience, harassment, fiscal malfeasance, and undermining the ministry of another clergy person. A church trial took place this week outside Chicago. The jury of 13 clergy unanimously found that Carcano's actions were within her authority as a bishop in the denomination. This was the first church trial of a bishop in the United Methodist Church in nearly a century. Carcano will resume her duties immediately, but will reach the church's mandatory retirement age a year from now. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
Pope Francis urging European leaders to be more open to migration. He spoke in Marseille today while on a two-day visit to southern France. Francis calling for a pan-European response to migration to keep the Mediterranean from becoming what he called the graveyard of dignity. Thousands have drowned trying to cross the sea. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.